Hello again, welcome to podcast 2. This is Teacher Sim. I'm a teacher in Peterborough. A few things I'm going to talk about today. This week I was observed by my external tutor. Yesterday I went on a training day for my teacher training. I'm going to talk a little bit about the new academy that's being built in Peterborough. GMVQ, which we're teaching in ICT, and also just a little bit of roundup on some of the kids that I was teaching in my Key Stage 3 class today. Okay, well, last week I was observed. The external examiner came. It wasn't the examiner, my professional tutor. He came and sat at the back. I had to give him a teaching plan, obviously. He was able then to take notes and compare what I said I was going to do against what I did actually do, and give me some feedback on my teaching ability. So I quite enjoyed it. I don't mind being observed at all. In fact, the more the merrier, because I think it's the only way that I'm going to be able to be good at what I do. So he came in, the kids didn't really react to one way or the other to him. Allowed me just to be myself and let them be themselves. I taught a lesson which was well received. Kids got on with their work, circulated the room, and then we had about an hour and a half with them afterwards on what went well and what didn't go so well. Pleased to say that all really went fairly well, and he was quite pleased with what I did, and I was pleased with what he said, and gave me some feedback on my question technique and a few things about classroom management just to help me out. But overall, his feedback was well done. He enjoyed the lesson and was quite happy with it. So he's coming back in a few more weeks to give me my next observation. And then I'll have to be observed in my second school, which needs to be done before the end of this school year. So those are what's going on now, and enjoyed it, and well, we'll see what happens next time. Okay, yesterday I went down to, well, close to Lakeside Shopping Centre. I've had any money, I would have gone in and bought stuff, and they had my training day, and yesterday we were talking about teachers and the law, and I was very fascinated by the responsibility that teachers do have with regards to students in and without of school, and responsibility of parents, and our duty of care. So very interesting things as well. Looked at the Bristol Guide, which gave us some more legal framework, and it talked about the experience of other teachers. But as you can imagine, the most interesting thing of the day was the talking to other trainee teachers about what they were doing, how they felt, you know, what was exciting, what wasn't, and see the differences between different schools, what support that other schools get that we don't get, and to be fair to the school that I'm involved in, the support that we do get that they don't get. We have the ability, we have a radio in my room here, and if there's any issues, I just call for cover, and within 5 minutes I'll have a behavioural management member of staff here who will remove any child that I request to be removed. So it gives me a sense of power, and also just gives me control of the class. So some other schools don't have that, and it was very interesting just to chat with them to see what they had, what they didn't do, and how we would react in different situations to what was going on. So I was pleased with that, and it was a really good day. Okay, the academy in Peterborough is being built, and it is quite an exciting thing. It's an ICT rich environment it's going to be in. It's a city academy. Some appointments were made over the last few days, which took everybody a little bit by surprise. A lot of reaction to some of those, a few well done and a few oh no's. That was interesting to see. The same scaremonger is going on as always there is with these things about what that means if a certain person does or doesn't get a job, and whether that means they will or they won't get a job, and so on and so forth. I think it's all nonsense, and I look forward to you know, my interview later on in the year. If I get a job in the academy, that'll be a good experience for me, and if I don't, well, I'll get a job somewhere else, and that's how it works. The convergence information is still happening. We're still being asked to help converge, and as I think I've said before, I'll be happy to converge once I know I've got a job. Next week we have Twilight training to help us with this type of thing, converging and so on. And it'll be interesting to see what the reaction is from some of the individuals, knowing who their ultimate boss is going to be within the college that they're working in. So interesting times ahead, lots of fun, and things seem to be going on well there. Today I had to complete GMVQ work for some of my classes. We had to have the work handed in today, and it's interesting that the information that we get is good and it's helpful, and we use it. And but there's some more experienced teachers in the school who have been able to be here before and see what works and what doesn't work. But unfortunately, that information isn't often passed on. So what I found today is that I'm getting guidance today. The date has to be handed in on issues which really I should have had a few weeks ago. So maybe it's my fault and I should have really tried a bit harder to get all the information I needed. But it just seems a bit sad to me that we've got to a situation where here we are a few days, just the last day where we're letting kids down by not having been providing them the information that they needed. So GMVQ finished next year, but as it's still here, work to be done, and we'll keep on going and see what the results are like soon. Okay, I have an interesting situation with a group of students. North set, good set, good kids, but aren't very easily pleased, and will want more. Seem to want more than what I'm able to give them. But when I do give them something, they aren't that keen on doing it. So I'm in a catch 22. So really, what I need to do is just be firm and be tough with them, and actually get them to do the work that needs to be done, instead of getting into conversations with them about whether or not they should be doing what they say they should be doing, and the merits of whether or not I'm too loud with them, or I shout at them, or I don't give them enough, or I'm too soft, or whatever. And they want to get into discussions about these things, knowing that this will distract me from what I should be doing. So this is probably familiar to most teachers. Any kind of distractions are good distractions as far as the kids are concerned. But this next week, I've got a new unit for them to do. It's the unit 9.1. I'm going to really be strict and hard and get them all catching up, kind of going at the same level, and extend it from there, differentiating what I should be doing and scaffolding what I need to. So I'll give you some feedback next week on that. I'm getting some help from the LEA on these things, and it should be quite exciting once it's done, and hopefully grab their imagination and they can come with me. So that's next week. Well, I hope you enjoyed my little slice of life and giving you a few minutes on who I am and what I'm doing. Interested in your feedback. I've seen some people are already subscribing to this, and I'm glad that you are. Interested to see what you think. So please feel free to get in touch through my email, johnsim29@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to correspond with you where I can. So take care, and thank you very much for listening.